This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are a lot of people that are so close to God, they end up basically locking themselves up in their houses for most of their life because they can see evil so clear. And they do a great job raising sons and daughters that end up fighting evil. But in my experience, it's going to be the sons or daughters that actually go out in the world and see the corruption and come back with the prodigal sons that end up being some of the greatest leaders. So John Henry Weston, who just joined us, is the founder and CEO and head guy over at LifeSiteNews.com, doing a great job. And he was talking about his father that was so intense, but as he matured, he saw what a great example his father was. And now think about your father's success through what you do, reaching millions of people a day. I don't know if your father's still alive, but if he is, or if he's obviously in heaven, he's probably very, very proud of you, John.
He's been great, Chris. He passed now about 10 years ago. And what a witness of faith. And really, it is for all of us to be that same witness of faith, both to our children and to those whom we know. Because when we can live out our faith, also with great love and great humility, I think that's what really gets to people. Yeah, sometimes we wear our hearts on our sleeves and we get beat up for it. You know what? So what? Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. And he got beat up a lot.
And how happy was your father? Tell me about your awakening. How happy was it, a process or overnight? And how happy did that make your father?
Yeah, so it was a process, because at first I got in trouble because I was doing really bad stuff, both originally with pornography, then got involved with illegal activity at school, stealing things and so on. Then when I was about 17, 18, got in trouble with the law, driving without a license because I had too many times speeding tickets. And really, when I got in trouble, that's when I sort of went, oh no, what do I do now? I tried to turn back to, you know, God for kind of a Catholic lucky charm so that I could carry. I can do Sundays for an hour, no problem. But it was reading a book that about the faith. It was called True Devotion to Mary. It's actually a book about giving your whole life over to Christ the same way Mary did, in saying, you know, I'm all thine, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. That kind of slavery to God. And I thought, ugh, boy, I can't, that's all day every day. That's no lucky charm for an hour a week. But if it's true, I'll do it. And that's when I actually took the book, put it under my arm, and had this whole little speech for Dad. Dad, tell me one thing. Because you love me, because I know you put up with all my crap. So tell me this one thing. Is this true? If it's true, I'll do it. But it means giving away my whole life. I don't want to do that if it's not true. So just tell me, is this true? Because you love me, tell me. And I actually couldn't ask him the question. His whole life, especially the persecutions, I watched family members tell myself, say, silly old man. I watched family members smack him in the head for being, too religious. I watched his colleagues at work call him a nut and crazy. He endured all of that happily, in a way, because he was so happy to suffer something for Christ. I knew when he was dying, I actually couldn't get to him. I was trying to get to him so that I could be with him there for his last few moments. But I knew when I was going there, I was going there for my own consolation, not for his. He had lived all his life to be able to meet Jesus, and he was meeting him.
He was a real winner.
He was. He was the most. Anyway, I owe my dad my faith, and therefore my relationship with God, which is absolutely everything.
It's beautiful.
And that carries on so many generations.
Well, that's a beautiful interview. Well, John Henry, thank you so much for the time. We'll watch what you do over at LifeSite News and join us again very, very soon. We really appreciate you joining us and all the great work you do fighting this poison they're pushing on us.
Thanks so much for letting me come on, Alex. God bless you and all of your listeners.
You too. Well, John Henry Weston's not a coward. He's gotten banned everywhere with his huge site, 25 years up and running, to tell the truth about the shots. At the end of the day, you're going to choose what side you're on, folks. You better choose wisely, because this isn't a game. It's not a joke. God's watching everything we do. I'm going to come back with a few more stories, and then we're going to have Gerald Celente take over. But I really appreciate Mr. Weston on the show. And I covered a lot of stuff, and I blew up some today because this is a very painful time because they're attacking our children. But at the end of the day, we're not supposed to be comfortable. We're supposed to be upset and engaged with what's going on and trying to be Christ-like. Lord knows I need to be more like that. All right, we'll be right back in 60 seconds. Introduce Harold Salinta and Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are on our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
The listeners, and I apologize to the crew, and I apologize to God and everybody else watching for shooting my mouth off about quitting last Friday and a little bit today. I'm not going to do that. It's not that I want to quit because I'm scared of the New World Order. It's not that I want to quit because I don't care about all you. I'm just sick of focusing on these people, and I get why the general public ignores all the evil and just lets them take over, because it's so disgusting to engage with it. But at the end of the day, we've got to do it, and we've got to defeat it. And that's why I get mad at other talk show hosts that I know. I'm not talking about Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan. They've really stepped up and are doing a great job. And I'm not up here judging them like I'm the grand poobah or something. I'm just telling you like it is. From my perspective, you can judge me too. I got my own problems, Lord knows. They're welcome to judge me. But people like Dan Bongino, you know, that we had on so many times before he got his Fox News contract, and he wouldn't even give us the time of day once he got, ooh, the Fox job, the cool kid job, you know, didn't even have that many viewers. And I like Dan. He's a good guy. But I see clips of him, and I even had family this weekend when I was in East Texas going, yeah, we like you, we like Tucker Carlson, we like Dan Bongino. A bunch of family came over to our family cabin there in the woods. And they go, but why didn't Dan Bongino, one of my family members, why didn't Dan Bongino know it's a great reset and that it's Klaus Schwab like you talk about? Because Dan all the time is up there saying he doesn't know why they do this. They know damn well why they do all this. Harold Salinta knows why they're doing it. He'll tell you in a minute. It's a corporate globalist takeover. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. We'll play that clip from a famous comedian at the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to hand the baton over to him. It's just, this is an insane time to be gaslit and propagandized and lied about like this. I know Gerald's going to talk about it. We got that big article where we have the British Ministry of Defense, we have the Australian, we have the U.S. military admitting at the top they've been ordered to engage in brainwashing of the public, and then that becomes the number one term over the weekend, and Googling all of them and go and block it because they don't want mass psychosis, mass formation psychosis looked into. And it's because if all that comes out, it's game over for them. So I don't feel sorry for myself. But I'm a prideful person, and I shouldn't do accounting or business meetings before the show. It's what I did last Friday. It's what I did today for 2 hours each day. And I'm in there looking at supply chain breakdowns. I'm in there looking at all this stuff we got to pay, and I'm sitting there looking at my employees and great crew and every one of them. I think about it. I want to keep on. And I just think about the globalists with their unlimited trillions of stolen money. And I don't feel sorry for myself. I get pissed off. So instead of getting ready for my show for 2 hours, I march over here and get ready for about 45 minutes. And I'm looking at all this news and all these things they're doing to us. And I'm like, doesn't the public have self-preservation in their bones? I mean, don't you know? It's like Jimmy Dore said last week. He said, Rachel Maddow on record, they disclosed this. It's $30,000 a day herself. The network gets for her show $100,000 a day, $700,000 a week. And $30,000 of that goes in her pocket five nights a week to say the vaccine works, nobody ever got sick from it. Censor anybody that says so, that doesn't agree. I mean, imagine if I was here every day, thank you, Pfizer, $30,000. You'd be like, I don't believe a damn thing this guy says. That's what they're doing. And you don't think Gerald Celente had been offered the money? I know Gerald well. He never told me this, but I guarantee you that guy goes way back. You know, when he comes on, he'll tell you. I know he's been offered money because I've been offered money plenty of times. And listen, if you offer me money to sell something good, I'll take it in 5 seconds. I'll take your money all damn day. I'm not against money. I mean, I like being comfortable. The point is I'm not going to take money that screws anybody over, and I'm not going to take money that's part of a scam and cheats people. Not going to happen. In fact, I'll fight you to keep you from doing it to other people. And that's not the attitude of some perfect person. I don't want to live in a world where scammers are having their way with innocent people all day, as if that isn't going to come back on me. I want people to deal with each other up front with the facts and to have their own research. And if we had an open free internet, you know all these big globalist companies wouldn't be getting away with this. So instead we have this big degenerate lockdown corrupt system that we're dealing with right now that just gets away with whatever it wants. And that's a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for collapse. So Gerald Celente, the great Prince forecaster, is about to take over. On the other side, trendsresearch.com and on Twitter, Gerald Celente, here in just a few minutes, but I'm just going to throw this out there. We have great products you already need. And the sickening part is we were out of the red, into the black a year and a half ago. In fact, we were into the black nicely. I was able to pay off some debts and things we had hanging over us because we did that. And then the supply chains broke down. And I got so many products that when we're able to keep them in stock, like X2, like DNA Force Plus, there's a bunch of them. I'm able to pay the bills. You guys came through. You've done great. Thank you. We would be able to expand a year and a half ago if that continued. But we're not able to because I won't sell you Chinese adulterated crap. We sell decent supplements and vitamins that are high quality. And let me give you a newsflash. You've seen stuff sold out for up to a year because we can't get decent product, and we won't scrimp on it and give you garbage. And it's the same thing everywhere. It's a designed collapse of our complex economy. If we were a 90% farmer economy, we would be fine because we're on the land. But they took us off the land, told us we were a service economy, and now we're using that to dominate and enslave and destroy us. So whatever the product is we got in stock, a shortwave radio, a water filter, storable food, an air filter, a turmeric formula, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, X2, deeper crystal iodine, it's back in stock, thank God, 50% off. Ultimate Turmeric Liquid Formula, 50% off. It's all there. Whatever we got's there, it's great products, but I can just tell you, watching this country get butchered up one side and down the other is frustrating. And then sitting up here every day, spending hours trying to figure out how to keep this place open and keep our crew and everything in position, because we're having bigger effects and more success than we've ever had on air. Despite all the censorship, we have millions of new people a week tuning into InfoWars.com and the sites. That's wonderful. That's success. And then there's my frustration of spending our time scrounging around trying to get product that's quality because you're going to buy it. So you're not the problem. It's that we can't get all the things you regularly want. Bone broth sold out for over a year. Finally got it back in. It's available. Discount at InfoWarsTour.com. So I want to thank you all. Gerald Celente is going to take over. TrendsResearch.com. Gerald Celente is an American trend forecaster, publisher of the Trend Journal, business consultant, and author who makes predictions about the global financial markets and other events of historical importance. Celente has described himself as a political atheist and a citizen of the world. He has appeared as a guest on everything you can imagine, from the Alex Jones Show to the Oprah Winfrey Show to Good Morning America to the Today Show to Glenn Beck, you name it. He is about to take over the great Gerald Celente, and he'll give you his take on what's going to happen in 2022. Because we're here. We're now 3 days into 2022, and all I can tell you is, and I'm not being a wimp here, I'm just being honest, last year was the worst year of my life. It was hell. It was horrible. Everybody else I know absolutely got drugged the mud, and I got to be honest with you, I think 2022 is going to be even worse. Now, are there some silver linings? I'm sure Gerald Celente is a smart guy, smarter than a lot of us, me in many ways, will give us his take. And I'll be listening in my office as soon as he takes over on the other side of this quick break. So Gerald Celente, again, mark it down. TrendsResearch.com is straight ahead. But I want to thank you all for your support and buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com, because without you, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion and X2 that are both 50% off, we will not be on air. And I don't want to give up. I want to keep fighting. All right, Gerald Celente takes over on the other side. Please stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Alex Jones Show and happy 2022. Nope, not allowed to be happy. I forgot. Happiness isn't allowed. It was a Declaration of Independence that said, actually used the word happiness. Could you imagine? We are endowed by our Creator with the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You won't be happy. I'm little. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back to March of 2020. You had these little dictators over there. Little arrogant Gavin Gruesom Newsom in California. Lockdown. Oh, the arrogant little daddy's boy. Who renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge after his daddy, Mario Cuomo, arrogant Andy Cuomo, locking down. Yep. Look at the little freaks that we have running and ruining our lives. Does Alex Jones get angry? Does he go off? So do I. I am angry. Oh, don't be angry. Swallow the crap like the rest of us, little moron, Celente. Don't fight. Don't be a man. Woke up. Be dead. Yeah, woke you. That's all it is. Every right to be angry. Oh, there was this, what was his name? St. Thomas Aquinas? Yeah. That if anyone isn't angry at the proper time, basically, you have no passion and no desire. Look how dumb people are. You're not going to get the masses. 88% of the people supported George W. Bush. Another little daddy's boy born on third base and thought he had a home run. An Alfred E. Newman comic book mad character. Little piece of arrogant crap. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead alive.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that article just came out in the Wall Street Journal? Here he is. About how all our dough went to the military contractors in Afghanistan. Yeah, like three times the amount of military contractors over there than troops. That's right. Our dough. Oh, who's that guy? Oh, mission accomplished. Remember that one? Great job. Mission accomplished. Oh, yeah, the Iraq War. They only stole... couple of trillion dollars of our money, gave it to the military-industrial complex, only killed about a little over a million Iraqis, destroyed the country based on lies, and the toilet paper record, the New York slime times, yeah. Oh, that Osama bin Laden got them aluminum tubes. Yeah, shoved that aluminum tube up you, you know what? You made that lying crap up. And people believe it. You have to support InfoWars. You have to support the crew. These people do everything they can to fight for freedom. You know, I'm on From InfoWars to Progressive Radio Network with Gary Null. You want to see two opposites? But guess what? The passion is the same. Freedom, peace, and justice. And that's what we have to fight for. So in this new year, do what you can to support InfoWars. They got great products. I believe in them. I buy them. And my favorite's Supervale Vitality. And I have that vitality. Yeah. I can tell you a story another time about how outside some big bully comes after me because I was on InfoWars, starts calling me a racist and a white privileged boy. And I try to make it nice and calm down. I was with a lady outside sitting down in front of the building drinking espresso, having a nice Sunday morning. Then I had to get my super male vitality into action. He didn't expect an old guy to get up and get in his face, and I had enough of your effing crap, man. Yeah, I got called out for being on InfoWars. You know how many people tell me? I get lost. I said, I go on Alex Jones, I say what I want to say. Am I on the same page as him? No. A lot of things, yes. That's not what this is about. If I'm infactual about something, let me know. I wouldn't be a trend forecaster if I had a closed mind. I have to look at everything. As I said, I'm a political atheist. I look at things the way they are, not the way I want them to be. And the way they are now is we're going into a hell of a 2022. And Alex Jones mentioned, you know, about the, it was Doris somebody, about the money that a Rachel Maddow. Here's my Rachel Maddow story. I used to be on Tucker Carlson years ago when he was with MSNBC. And it was like about 9 o'clock at night or something. They picked me up. I was living in Rhinebeck. They had to go down to Sea Caucus, New Jersey. Sea Caucus, by the way, used to be famous as pig slaughterhouses, abattoirs. Yeah. So MSNBC was in the perfect place. So I'm waiting to go on. They had a little green room. And I'm hearing this woman going on and on. And after she leaves, I go, he goes, oh, Gerald, how are you? Nice to see you. You know, Tucker Carlson. I said to Tucker Carlson, I said, this is about like 2000, I'm going to guess like 2006, 2007, around that time. I said, who was that woman? I said, she was intolerable. She just kept going on and on. He said, oh, her name is Rachel Maddow, and they're grooming her. That's my Rachel Maddow story. Maddow, how about little Donnie Lemon, huh? Saying people don't like him because he's black. I don't like to give a crap about your color. I don't like you because you're an arrogant little moron. They're prostitutes. They're media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps. Got it? I used to be on everybody. And look at this little jerk off over there in CNN. You heard him over the weekend. Yeah. Look at him. This is telling you what's going on in the world. They're telling you crap. They're prostitutes. They're media whores to get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Go back. Look at fairness and accuracy in reporting. Look what they did during the wars, the Iraq war. They only brought people on that supported it. The facts are there. Oh, is the guy Phil Donahue? Yeah, got thrown off the air. That's right. They're prostitutes. And that's why you need to support InfoWars. And, of course, the Trends Journal, if you want to read history before it happens. So the new year's begun, and we're going to talk when we come back about some of the trends that are going to shape it and what you can do to prepare, prevail, and prosper. You look at the media, and all they're doing is talking about making sense of 2021. Ah, 2021's gone. What do I care? Well, we can't talk about 2022 because we don't know how to do trends. We're prostitutes.
Christmas 2021 is over. But you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deeper Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body. It's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get here. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. George Carlin, what a guy, man. I saw him live, by the way, up here in Kingston at the Ulster County Performing Arts Center back, I think it was in the late 80s, early 90s. I can't go there anymore, though. You got to have your vaccine passport. Yeah. And I know his brother, Patrick Carlin. Patrick used to do work for me, George Carlin's older brother. So George Carlin's my kind of guy. Got that Bronx attitude, you know, and New York City cat. And you say it the way it is. And it's what Alex Jones was saying before about the media, the mainstream media, what George Carlin was saying. And I call them prostitutes. And you can look it up. Put that in. I'm the guy that came up with that word, media whores. The American people don't believe anything until they see it on television. That's right. They'll believe a stupid little lemon head, a mad mad owl. The View. Screw you, The View. What View? Your view of crap. The crap that you're throwing out is your view. You don't have a view. Again. Think about it. Yeah. Headlines. New York Times. Afghanistan. COVID variants. Gas. Space tourism. The news that defined 2021. What the hell do I care what happened in 2021? What's going to happen in 2022? Oh, shut up, Celente. We don't want to know what's going on in 2022. We're too damn stupid. We just follow orders. We can't see anything that's ahead. But pay $3 for my newspaper a day, the New York Times, or $5 for the Wall Street Journal, and you get what we tell you about what happened, not what's going forward. History before it happens is way off their base. And that's who they are. And Carlin says it perfectly. Again, we've been one of the sections we have in the Trends Journal for the last several months, the big's getting bigger. Last year, 2021, almost $6 trillion in deal making. $6 trillion buying up the other companies. The big's getting bigger. They're essential. Why Walmart's is essential? Essential. It's an ugly piece of garbage going into like a factory. Oh, but they're essential. Costco is essential. Home Depot is essential. You, mom and pop, you're not essential. Shut your place down. I'm little Gavin Newsom. I'm little Andy Cuomo. I'll tell you what to do. Like Trump said, he pays off all these people. Morons and imbeciles call it campaign contributions. Grow the hell up. It's bribes and payoffs. Where do you think they got this $6 trillion from? The bigs borrow the money for nothing. Once upon a time, boys and girls, there were things called when you put your money in a bank, you got interest for it. Now you put it in the bank and they do nothing with it other than loan it back and make money on it, and the bigs borrow it for nothing. It's one big club and you ain't in it, and that big club is getting bigger. Again, record-breaking. $6 trillion worth of deals, the bigs buying up everything. Oh, this will make you happy. Apple becomes first U.S. company to reach a $3 trillion market cap and get all their crap made overseas by cheap slave labor. Look at that little creepy cook. They give back crap to society. The Buffetts, the Bezos, the Musks, they give crap back. The pennies that they give back. Look at that little jerk off over there. Look at him. Cook. Cook. Yeah, cook that crap, because that's all that comes out of your mouth. You people give nothing back to society. Oh, there was a guy named Carnegie. Oh, people hated him. Yeah, he was one of the big guys back in the day. Oh, what did he create? The public library system? You mean those beautiful buildings built all around the country? Look at these little jerks off over there. They're telling us what to do. Big tech, little peckerheads. And maybe peckers throughout there, wherever they're taking it from. U.S. billionaires grew the wealth by $340 billion in 2021 as middle class shrinks. This was the year of the super billionaire with $1 trillion in gains. Oh, that's from Bloomberg. Oh, I can't say that word. Excuse me. Spent $1 billion to go run for president of the United States. $1 billion. What do they give back? They give back pennies. They give back nothing. They steal it from us. Look what Trump did with the tax breaks for the rich. The 1% got 82% of it. And you know what they did with it? Stock buybacks. Oh, stock buybacks? Hit a record this year. Hit a record this year. Yeah, they buy back their stocks. Supply and demand. Less stocks out there. Price keeps going up. Got it? The bigs keep getting bigger. And look at the crap head. Yeah, look at them. Well, she got those fake boobs over there. How much silicon you got pumped into that? Did that come from Silicon Valley? Look at that arrogance. Look at they give back. Nothing. Nothing. Pennies. Pennies to the public. And it's global. Look at the jerk he got up there in Canada, Trudeau. He calls the unvaccinated racist and misogynist extremists. Another little daddy's boy. Another little boy that would be nobody nowhere if daddy wasn't there before him. Like little Andy Cromwell, like little Georgie Bush. Like one little craphead after another. It's one big club and you ain't in it. And we'll be back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, again, do what you can to support InfoWars. Keep the truth alive. And they have these massive savings now on their game-changing New Year's specials from InfoWars Life. And you get up to 50% off. So do what you can. They got this Survival Shield X2. It's back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 25% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Alpha Power, and that's a limited supply, so you better get it now, 50% off. Lung Cleanse, 40% off. And the Turmeric Liquid Extract, which is pure, that's 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, and it's coming back soon, 50% off. So sign up for the wait list now because products are going to be harder and harder to get. So listen, do what you can to support InfoWars. Take advantage of the huge sales today and get the InfoWars Life New Year's specials to save up to 50% off. And you can start your new year with a bang today at InfoWarsStore.com. So do what you can. The better time we have left, I want to talk about the equity markets
If you go to the Gerald Celente on YouTube, Gerald Celente, there's a great interview I did last Friday with Gregory Mannarino. And especially, essentially this, they're going to keep pumping in cheap money into the system. They're going to do everything they can to artificially keep propping it up. I have one of my forecasts is that this COVID war is going to end by late March, mid-April. I'm going to say later in April as I think more about it, because they are destroying the lives and livelihoods of billions of people. The World Bank shows about another 150 million people entered into poverty. So equities are going to keep going up. Here he is, Gregory Mannarino. He knows his stuff, and he's into it. So you could go to Gerald Celente and check that one out. And on the broader scale, as I just showed you, the billionaires are getting richer. And this is global, by the way. And you're going to see an off with their heads 2.0 movement at some point, because all we become are plantation workers on the global plantation of Slavelandia. Again, you make in trend forecasting, you make connections between different fields. I noted how, for example, merger and acquisition activity is at an all-time high. When I was a young man, they had grocery stores, drug stores, stationery stores, hardware stores, grocery stores, you know, they were stores. Now they're drug chains, grocery chains, hardware chains, stationery chains. When they had the stores, you went to work in these places and you say, you know, I'm going to open up one of these when I grow up. I'm going to do this one. And you moved up the ladder. There's no ladder to move up in Starbucks. There's no ladder to climb in Walmart's. There's no ladder in Home Depot. You might sell them, but you're not going to climb them. This is better than slavery. Because when they had slavery in the plantations, you had to house and feed the plantation workers. Now you just give them enough to get in and out. Yeah, you're on your own. Yeah, work here. Go home. Now get out of here. Go on. Yeah, there's a little bit of money. Go on. Go out and buy crap. Eat crap. It's a plantation system. There's no climbing the corporate ladder anymore. The bigs have taken over the world. The Great Reset isn't going to happen. It's happened. It's in front of everybody's eyes. So I'm still positive on GSB, gold, silver, and Bitcoin. I see them going up. Or at least to me, they're safe haven assets compared to the trillions of dollars that have been dumped into the system to artificially prop it up with the interest rates. Interest rates are actually in negative territory, because when you put a 6.8% inflation rate, and according to John Williams and Shadow Stats, it's 15%. But even if you go by the fake number by the Feds, it's 6.8%, and you have zero interest rate policy. Wait a minute, inflation is a 6.8, our rate is near zero. That means you have negative interest rates. And that's why the bigs are buying up everything. You don't get interest on anything, so they can keep getting cheap money, gambling in the markets. They need their monetary methadone, and they, banksters or the drug dealers, they give it to them for nothing. And there's one of them. And all the dirty dealings that they do behind the scenes, like that Kraplin you got down there in Texas over there. Yeah. Former Fed guy. Another little Rosengren up here in Massachusetts over here. Yeah. Oh, I'm resigning because I don't feel good now. You're resigning because you got caught doing dirty deals. Playing the markets just before the Fed's going to come out and say what they're doing. It's one big club and you ain't in it. It's a, morons and imbeciles call it a government. It's a crime syndicate. Grow up. How many more wars do they have to start and kill people? How many more money do they have to steal from us? The name of too big to fail. You're just a piece of crap. You're not Jamie Dimon. Jamie Dimon? What Dimon? Dimon. Get caught for fraud. None of them go to jail. Pay a little fine, slap on the wrist.
Matter of fact, I got an article just here at Deutsche Bank. One of them, you know, for the Trends Journal. Where is it here? Deutsche Bank fined over rate rigging safeguards. They get fined. Nobody goes to jail. Well, that's fine. Rig the markets. It's one big club and you ain't in it. Again, vaccinating. This is from Financial Times. Omicron heats up debate over jabs to children. Blah, 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 blah. You got to read the whole article. Three pages, you get down to the bottom. This is out of France. There are 5.8 million French children aged 5 to 11. All right, 6 million kids, 5 to 11, right? How many deaths since March 2020, when the COVID war began, to mid-December of this year? How many? 6 million? Three deaths. Three deaths out of 6 million. What the hell are you telling me this for? And what else? Maybe they died of something else? But three? Oh, yeah. If we save the life of one... Get out of here! Oh, Salenti, calm down and swallow the crap. Again, Britain got it wrong on COVID. Long lockdown did more harm than good. This is out of The Guardian. What we've been saying forever. We did serious harm with our children, young adults, who robbed of their education, jobs, normal existence, as well as suffering damage to the future prospects, while they were left to inherit a record-breaking mountain of public debt. This is according to Professor Woolhouse. And he's writing a book, The Year the World Went Mad, a scientific memoir. We said this back in your Trends Journal, July 28th, 2020 edition, stay at home, get sick. Following the lockdowns of a number of Chinese cities when the coronavirus first struck in February, on 9 March, Italy was the first major Western nation to lock down. Shortly after, nations across the globe, from rich to poor, blah, 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 blah. In America, Dr. Anthony Fraud Fauci, exalted by prostitutes as the nation's leading infectious disease expert, recommended federally enforced nationwide stay-at-home policy. He said, I just don't understand why they're not doing that. Well, they're not doing that because it doesn't work. And we go on to cite a study from South Korea, and it was reported by Reuters, that the epidemiologist has found that people who are more likely to contract the new coronavirus are members of their own household than from contacts outside the home. The findings showed that less than 2% of patients, non-household contacts, had caught the virus. And then we write the same arrogant or executive order by King Cuomo, who was astounded on 6 May when he said it was shocking that most new coronavirus hospitalizations were people who had been staying home. So there you got it. If you notice, 66% of people were at home. They're lying about this stuff. Cruise ships, vaccinated, COVID. You got to go. See you next week. Do it.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.